Life Audio.
All right, let's get into it. Hey, welcome to the Happy Ramp Podcast. I am Ted Kluck, joined as always in studio by my good friends, my partners in radio, Barnabas Piper and Ron Martin. Boys, we've come to that part of the evening, which we all look forward to the most, which we probably should have started with in retrospect. It's the Q&A. It's the Q&A live episode. Before we get into it, Pipe, tell us about our sponsors.
This episode, wow, the Happy Rant Podcast.
somebody's tired.
Dude, the king of the promo is a little tired.
Somebody's getting a little sleepy.
Maybe he needs a little bang,
a little
rainbow
sleepy
unicorn.
Baby.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. These, you know, cohorts take it out of you. Podcasts take it out of me. No, our sponsors are Visual Theology. All of the great swag that you fine folks in the room have seen out there is from them. Josh Byers, their primary artist, their director, their boss man has done all of that. If you go to visualtheology.church, you can see all the resources they have for Bible study, theological study, teaching, training, decorating, etc. And use the code HAPPYRANT to get a 20% discount. Our second sponsor is Thomas Nelson, or Tommy Nelson. What were you calling? Was it Tom Nelson?
Tom.
Tino.
Tom Nelson.
Tom
Solid
Nelson.
Guy. Yeah.
Yes.
Salt of the earth.
Florid face, Tom Nelson.
Give
Bibles.
Me the shirt off his back.
The New English Translation. I have said much about it in the previous episodes. I'm not going to now because you guys keep interrupting and Ronnie gets offended because I don't think he knows what original languages are. So go to netbible.com/podcast. Check out the special offer they have for you.
It's hard. I preach every week.
I know, and yet you still sit over there and be like, why are you looking at me?
Yeah,
why are you
I
looking
preach the at me? Gospel every week. Wow.
Dude, yeah. You know what? You know what's crazy? Whenever there's a high-powered publishing executive in the room, I like to reach out to that person and give them some love. Mm. I've done that with Kyle, our editor at Harvest House. Mm. I've not done that with our rep from T-Nels is here tonight.
He is.
Aaron Armstrong. Let's clap it up for the green Aaron.
Aaron.
In the house, making this business deal happen with us. And the dream, the little granule of a dream of this business deal, he made it come to fruition. And we are grateful for him.
Also former...
being here.
Former co-host of a podcast with me.
Wow.
Right. It was his podcast. I was the co-host, let's just be clear.
But was the dissolution of that podcast, was it difficult for you?
No. It wasn't.
Okay.
but also not a negative. It just was a transition in life.
Okay. Fair enough.
No, he was a great co-host.
Fair enough.
Mm.
Breakups are hard.
Yeah, goodbyes are sad.
Goodbyes are tough. But you
I don't know
what?
You used to do the Art of Pastoring podcast. You know about this.
Yeah. Baby, is that thing coming out of the mothballs anytime?
Or boys, I can't really.
It's called the
not
church.
Really at freedom to discuss
are
that.
Are we knocking the dust off that thing?
I'm not at freedom to discuss secret information.
Yeah, because that's electric.
I hear Jared is still doing the same thing on For the Church, more or less.
Just with
a different Ronnie.
You hear the same thing. In that you hear just two old pastors talking shop.
Two former pastors, let's be clear.
Oh, that's right. So in a sense, what I'm hearing you saying is it's the art of pastoring by someone who doesn't pastor.
Oh, snap.
So, like, yeah. If those who can't do teach.
I mean, I don't know
thing,
if this is the part where I got to, like, fight one of you for my boy Jared C.
Oh, you got to defend Jared's honor.
I don't know.
Dude, it's like.
I'm so confused.
He's about to slap you with a glove
or something.
There's
so much conflict right now.
Dude, it's like
a lover, not a fighter.
It's like Karate Kid 2 in here. I'm like the guy in the high-waisted pants and the shiny shirt.
What does Ralph Macchio do when he doesn't want to fight, but he knows he has to?
He runs away, and the movie is that much worse for
that's
it.
That's right. He gets his butt kicked by a chain-link fence, I'm pretty sure.
Exactly. Where was the synergy in the first two ups? That's my question,
man.
But I love it. Let's not dwell on
that. You mentioned Cobra Kai, and everybody just gets
let's move
pumped.
Forward. Forward motion is everything. We have two mics. We have two mics positioned just strategically, honestly, in the front of the room.
I can't imagine two mics set up better than that.
Think of the room in the sense of there's a this side and a that side, and each side has a mic. Yeah. I don't want to put too fine a point on it.
I mean, sometimes I have dreams, and I think this is exactly how I would set up those microphones.
It's a beautiful room. Yeah, and nice job setting up the mics, too. Yeah. But here's the deal. We're going to open it up. So if you want to come down, ask a question, fire away. We got. Are you ready?
Dude,
yeah,
look, this guy wants
it.
A Bible. This guy wants to read the Word of God.
He loves some original
Absolutely,
languages.
Absolutely, dude. This guy owns a few books too, man.
He does, man. I can tell by looking
Thank
at
you.
Him.
Thank you.
I saw this gentleman on the sidewalk today.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah. He owns so many books. I know it. I love it.
Did you enjoy your omelet this morning?
I did enjoy the omelet. What I enjoyed more than the omelet, though, was the celebrity moment that you gave me. And here's the thing. My lady and I have been together 26 years, and she's so supportive of all the crap that I do. But it's hard to impress her, right? And, you know, I'm still 26 years in. I'm looking for ways to impress her. When you came up to me on the street and you said, "Are you Ted Kluck from the Happy Rant?"
And then you snuck me a 20.
I walked a little taller after that. I could sense that she was impressed. So thank you for that moment. I appreciate
That's
it.
A tax
You're $100 poor, but man, but you got that.
yeah, exactly. Checks in the mail, buddy. No, fire away. What do you got, man?
Kevin from Tampa, Florida. I think you like
Kev. Clap it up for Kev. Clap it up for Florida, man.
Thank you.
Tough to go first, Kev.
So this, you know, it'll require some vulnerability. I know you guys
little
are capable
V-voice?
Of that.
Yeah.
Little V voice.
Kind of.
If you could just walk us through maybe like a regrettable cultural choice, either, you know, in the church or maybe a fashion decision from your past. yeah. We want to.
Can we walk through somebody else's?
You could do that too, but don't look around.
I mean, I'm at a loss.
Regrettable. Yeah, you've never made a mistake, baby. I love the humility.
Never made a fashion mistake.
That's really going to help you connect with your audience.
Except for those 10 years between the ages of 16 and 26. But yeah. No, you start, Pipe.
Oh,
it doesn't have to be fashion. It could be like cultural. Yeah.
I've never had a great sense of fashion, so it's hard to regret much. It's just sort of, you know, boring. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I regret most of what happened between the ages of like 18 and 23.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why those are such banner years, man.
Well, let's put it this way. It is a semi-annual thing based on no part of the calendar where I think I ought to apologize to everybody I went to college with. Mm. Just for my very existence. Everybody who crossed paths with me, I'm like, I am sorry for who I was and how I was and what I was and that I was.
Do you like two sentences on your college persona? What, in a nutshell, what did it look like?
Cage stage Calvinist meets aggressively competitive former high school athlete who regrets not being a current athlete.
You just described 2/3 of the union student body.
That sounds lovely.
I know. See, you now all dislike me during that era of my life because of that description. Thus, the need to apologize.
No, that's great, man.
Yeah, I like the apology.
I think my regrettable moment, similar to that, was not college, but it was like early publishing career me. My ego was huge. I was looking for a lot of approval. I was kind of doing the early social media, just casting about, dangling little hooks in the water, looking for approval from people all the live long day. And it was a gross look for me. It was a gross way to live. I didn't like it. It didn't bring me any joy. And it probably didn't make me a great person to be around. So apologies to all the people in my life during that era. Fashion-wise, anything come to mind fashion-wise, baby? Probably like early college me. Like a lot of tight t-shirts, subtext, I lift weights, you know.
Schmedium, Ted.
Yeah, schmedium. A lot of Baby Gap, you know, Baby Gap kind of look on the t-shirts there. But, you know, would like to have some of those back. But anything for you, baby, regrets culturally, fashion-wise?
Baby, I have a question for you, man.
Go.
When did you, that whole publishing thing, would you say that started its downward slide when we had that meeting with Zonda?
Gosh, that pitch meeting was electric. You could cut that excitement with a knife.
I'm so tired of hearing about that pitch.
Nah, man. I mean, it just went downhill. I think whenever you make yourself like the thing that you gaze at the most, it just goes downhill. And it's bad. So that was a good question, man. Thanks, Kev.
We need to get an answer from that end.
Well, so I actually do have some fashion regrets, quite
okay.
A few.
Ooh.
Quite a few. So back in the day when I was making records for the thing that I did, right? And they used to do these things called videos.
Uh-huh.
And
heard of it. Describe those.
Well, they used to do these things called videos for songs that you would write and sing and record. Mm-hmm. And then they would put them out to mass audiences on these things called VHS tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the time, it'd be like, yeah, let's do these crazy things. It's going on a tape. And little did you know that in 4 short years, there was going to be this thing called the internet.
Oh, tough.
And it was going to live on.
Oh, that's
forever.
Hard. Yeah.
You know,
that's
there we
hard.
Go.
Yeah.
Kevin needs one of these Bibles for asking an awesome
question. He does.
Clap it up for Kev one more time. Big Kev. our guy. All right, let's go to this side of the room.
Hey, guys. Nathan from Columbus, Ohio. Shout out the Ohio State University.
Nate, yeah. That's tough. I don't know what that means.
You got one clap. One lady back there clap for you. Thanks. It's your mom, probably. It's, but, you know, it's rare. Lady.
I'm an Ohio transplant, so I...
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Alabama. Like, you said Roll Tide and it hurt.
You know? No, it's good. Fire away, baby. What do you
All right. So this, growing up in like 80s, 90s, mm-hmm. you remember sitting in the restaurants and that you'd be in the non-smoking section because you're a Christian. And
a Christian with a mom.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And then just you would get a waft of that smoke. Mm. And that's how my wife listens to the Happier Ant.
Okay. We're just, the waft of smoke.
You are the secondhand smoke.
We're the contact high.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
oh, there you go.
I know it's important that you were to, you sold out and that's great. But the request that my wife has is, can we change and maybe others have. Can we change the intro music back?
Oh. Yeah.
We were discussing this at dinner.
Yeah, let's clap it up for that. That's good.
This is a worthy question.
Your wife is spot on. Maybe give this to her. But so we had a high-level podcast business meeting at dinner right before this show, and that was one of the agenda items. So we were writing on glass, doing some PowerPoint presentations about the intro music.
It was actually
music.
Our own Josh Byers who brought it up.
I know Josh has a feel.
The controversy.
Dude, Josh has the awareness. He has a bit of a feel.
I'd say he's kind of moved into like sitting on the board of directors at this point. He's sort of in that position.
He's chair of the board, podcast. And we listen to Josh. When Josh speaks, we listen.
Well, that is a privilege.
He doesn't position. Speak often, but when he does, you know, let me just say this. I think it's a pretty good bet that you might get the old intro music back, or you might get something new that we do. As a group. I'm just going to leave it right there. So it's a bit of a cliffhanger, but thank you for liking the old music. We feel the same way. Let's go over here.
Hey guys, Brian from Jeffersonville. Anybody, Jeff? No.
Let's clap it up for Brian because that was a sad response. Let's clap it up for Brian. You know what? He went for it with the Jeffersonville, and I love the enthusiasm.
Tilt that mic up a little bit.
There you go.
Or lean down.
Not used to being so short. So
yeah, this is radio.
It's set up for not talking.
My lovely wife is 5 foot, so I it's perfect for her. Anyway,
she could ask the question.
She could. She'd do better actually.
Brian, same here, man. To all the 5 foot wives, right here. Boom.
Question though is in pastoral ministry or professorship, what is one mistake that you've made? If you feel like sharing, how did you learn from it? Isn't it still shaping you to this day?
That's good. Let's just start here. Start with you, Pat.
I'm pulling a Ronnie over here. I don't know.
You always have like 70 of these things keyed up.
7 mistakes that I made keyed up?
I've actually got one.
Okay,
if you need a minute.
Yeah, you go first. I'm sure I have plenty. I just need to think on it.
This one's a bit sad as well. I'm a thin-skinned person, right? So if I get like 99 positive reviews of a class and one like even remotely negative review, I will perseverate over it and obsess, and like fear of man is a thing for me. So I tend to want to be a people pleaser. I tend to fear man in the sense of, you know, critiques. So I'd like to say I've gotten better at that. I think there was one year like early in the teaching career where it was really tough, and it almost felt demonic. Like I couldn't shake it. And you know, KK was faithful to pray with me and for me, and the Lord's kind of eased the way on that one. But it's something I'll always deal with. You know, I think I'll always kind of fear the reactions of others, but hopefully I can grow in it, get a little more thick skin. Pipe, you got one dialed up?
Not a specific thing in terms of like an instance, but I would venture to say it is the opposite of what you just said.
Okay,
in that I frankly don't care enough about what people think.
I would love to live like that. That seems amazing.
Baby, can you imagine that?
That seems so good.
We should maybe split the difference.
Yeah.
So having thick skin is good, but what's the difference between that and being calloused?
Yeah.
And just sort of freight training through and being like, yeah, but this is the right way to do things. And just kind of, I have to work very hard to take other people's feelings into account as opposed to just doing what I think is the best way to do things. And thankfully throughout my life, given my answer about being a total jerk at 18 to my 20s, I'm well versed in apologizing. Mm-hmm. So that comes in handy, going back and apologizing for the times that I kind of freight train through things.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Baby?
Oh, are we still doing this one? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to participate.
No, I think for me, it's...
You are getting a full paycheck. I'm just making you work for it a little bit. I'm trying to earn my pay here. Yeah.
No, I think the thing for me in pastoral ministry has been, I think it's been this idea, kind of like pipe. It's more of a general thing where I think going too fast in the sense that I think I see people at a certain point in their life, you know, people in the congregation, and I have the tendency to kind of think, oh man, I'm not. That's it. You know, there's no change. There's not going to be any change. Mm-hmm. There's you know, this is what we got. There's mm-hmm. no sanctification, mm-hmm. and just wanting to get people to a place much quicker than God does. You know, and God typically works slow, and we know that's true because we see it all through Scripture, right? And we see it in our own lives. And so, just learning to have that kind of patient slowness with people that God has with me. And then being able to have the, you know, enough compassion on myself that God has on me for how slow
yeah.
I grow through things, because it's been painful. But when I forget to apply that to other people,
yeah,
it just causes dissonance, you know, in a sense.
Yeah.
So that's been painful, and I'm growing at it incrementally, you know, but not, you know, ironically, not I'm not growing at it fast
as enough. Fast as you would like
right,
to.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, for sure. That's well said. Big Bri, let's clap it up. Going home with a nice Tom Nelson Bible.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
Tommy.
All right, who's next? Let's go over here.
Hey, Danny from College Station, Texas. So Paul tells us in Scripture to greet one another with a holy kiss.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, within the T4G tribe, who are you greeting with a holy kiss, and who are you not greeting with a holy kiss, and why?
Question. Danny, you did it. You went there.
All right, so in true Christian kid, I grew up in youth group. Where are the lines? Like, what lines are we not allowed to cross with this holy kiss?
Oh, y'all set those. It's your pod.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, how far can you go? Like, open mouth?
That's right. Does it count as kissing if there's no tongue? Yeah. Like, what are we doing here?
I mean, you know, hey, we're reformed guys. We need definitions and boundaries. Yeah. You know?
I need, like, 5 points
Let's
of a kiss.
Let's put a fence
here.
Around this thing. Yeah,
a systematic definition of kissing.
Yeah, that's such an intriguing thought provoking.
Let me open my Wayne Grudem's.
Would you kiss Wayne?
Also, we're really avoiding answering
this
question.
Fountains of Wayne Grudem.
All right, wait. So who it? And then what are the parameters on who we get to pick from?
T4G tribe. You can even go TGC.
Tribe. Okay.
Yeah.
So just the reformed universe.
Also, Ronnie Paul is a guy who wrote like half the New Testament
in Greek.
Yeah,
I don't want to say.
He doesn't
know
who Paul
that.
Is. Yeah. Exactly. There we go. Yeah. Hey. Very nice resource. Oh. Big Bri's always
Brian off. I'm feeling like Thomas angry reformed room already.
Yeah, we're pushing you on who Paul is. We're so angry.
It's really mean.
We're
Calvinist.
Such bad guys.
Real meanie Calvinists.
Yeah, such meanies.
No, we're really adeptly not answering that question, though.
Yeah. Who you would greet with a holy kiss in the T4G universe?
I gave Noel Heikkinen a robust hug.
Yeah.
Our cheeks may have touched.
Your beards collided.
Yeah, they collided.
It was beard on beard
contact. I think that counts, man.
Was it Velcro-y?
It was Velcro-y. I'm going to count that.
You're going to have to repent of it
that
a little bit
legit.
Later. Yeah.
I think that was legit.
I think it was.
I'm going to roll with that, man.
I'm going to go like Paul Tripp, but maybe the mustache might be an issue, you know? Like, you're navigating around that thing. You're thinking about it. Like, it's in your head, you know? You don't want to be thinking about it in that moment.
Like, what would you do if you just saw PT right there and he, like, moved in towards you? Like, what would that moment look like for you?
Well, dude, PT, I think PT's career arc is one that we would enjoy having, right? Like, he's kind of aged into this, like,
oh man,
old hipster, old sage wisdom guy. Like, I think he's done the getting old thing really well. In terms of kind of being like a cozy, lovable old white guy. He's done being an old white guy well. Like, there aren't a lot of old white guys that anyone likes or gives a crap about. So shout out PT for doing that.
Do you
that.
Think PT would like get in and do the, like, you know, get his mustache close to your cheek? I don't
I think
know.
He'd
how
go
works.
Right in there, dude.
What?
I do. I think he just kind of maybe I'm like giving myself too much credit. I think maybe I'd have to slow him down a little bit. Like, hey, I would have to say that thing that people say, like, hey, I don't want to ruin it by going too fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just like you respect me a little bit. You know,
I can just see you kind of shot like whoa, PT.
Yeah, whoa. PT. I mean, wait, I didn't know what we were doing.
You're saying PT like rapidly, like 86
yeah, PT,
times.
PT, like,
PT.
I didn't realize we were doing that.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, Pipe, you got one?
Nope. Well, I mean, not to sound accidentally incestuous, but like my dad's in this crowd, and like he used to kiss me goodnight all the time. That's pretty holy.
Come on.
Nah, that
wait,
works.
You did Velcro beard over here. That's cheated.
True. I'm not related to Neil Heikkinen, man.
I did some weird stuff.
Okay,
with Paul Tripp,
perks, it's know? A perk that comes with my last name. Congratulations to me.
I mean, you're allowed to kiss your dad, Pipe.
What if what if Ronald or I kissed your dad? How would that go over? With him.
There's only one way to find out, isn't there?
I know, dude.
Dude, is Johnny P a kiss? I mean, would he, is
gosh,
he, would he be a kisser? Would he?
That's a great question, baby.
Unless you define that real clearly, I'm abstaining.
I don't know how
answering.
Much clearly, I more clearly I can say
not,
that.
No, he's not going to kiss you.
Would he kiss you right now if he walked into the room?
Like on the cheek, sure.
He would?
Yeah.
He would. Right. That's how he would respond to you. His flesh.
Given
and
the conversation,
blood.
I don't think he would hesitate.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
He's all heart, man. He's all heart.
Yeah, I know, man.
Let's clap it up for Johnny P.
Johnny
Let's
P.
clap it up for Danny in that question. Dude, that was a scorcher. He came out.
Oh, man.
He was just throwing heaters right out of the pin.
Heater.
I love it.
It was
I love
heater.
It. Let's go over here.
My name is Andrew Johnson. I'm from one of those little churches you were mentioning earlier. Way out in South Dakota. So
South Dakota. Yeah.
Is that where
God's
they have like
country
the,
out
is
there?
Is that where
That's
they
beautiful.
Like carved out the
yes,
the thing.
An hour south of there, actually.
All right.
Yeah.
So, the presidents.
Yes. Yep.
Oh.
At least we think
Mel Rushmore.
They were.
Yeah.
That little thing.
Almost a doctor, ladies and gentlemen. It's it's a lot to think about.
You guys want me to preach facts or do you want me to preach the gospel? What's your question, Andrew?
That's right. Little history lesson there from Dr. Ron Martin.
You guys want information or wait for it? Transformation question, Andrew.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So you guys can see there's tension at the table tonight. And so
cut it with a knife.
This question was actually inspired by Ted Kluck's wonderful love song a while ago.
Caution to the Wind by Shavu.
Yes, yes, yeah. It was great.
Yeah, let's clap it up for Shavu. Big. Soon to be Pheasant.
I was wondering if you guys would maybe try another collab thing where you guys could get together. Since you guys are always struggling with your relationship with Ronnie versus Jared C. Wilson's relationship with Ronnie.
I struggle with that.
And since music is best formed through adversity, if you guys could write a song together about your relationship.
About
and
Jared
maybe...
stealing my friend from me? I think that would be a good song, actually. I think that has the... like.
Andrew, first off, let me just say, that is your name. That's my favorite president, all right? Mm. Just to show you that I know some facts.
That's big.
Is Andrew Wilson a president?
Andrew Wilson.
Andrew Johnson, yes.
No,
or,
but
or is he that, or is he that like pastor from the UK?
I bet he could have been.
Who's like tweets I read? I don't know.
He'd make a fine president.
Wait, Andrew, isn't Andrew Wilson a president?
I don't know.
Are you looking it up right now, Pipe? Do you not know?
No, I'm not looking it up.
Andrew Johnson was a president right after Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, I thought Andrew Wilson was a president.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know anywhere that Paul said I need to know U.S. history to preach the gospel. I don't remember reading that anywhere in Philippians.
Andrew, thank you for bearing with him, and I am going to make him answer the question. Okay, we're going to get there.
Well, the question was, would we write a song, right?
Yeah.
Right now?
About the kind of fraught relational dynamics between the kind of love triangle between this podcast
the love quadrant.
I mean, I don't know how Piper writes a song, since he's a self-professed not songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
But so how do you suggest we get
there? Creatively, how do we move forward? Get us unstuck. We're stuck.
Yeah, we're very stuck.
Yeah. He needs inspiration.
Well, I think part of it is, since Ronnie is the one who feels aloof from the other two sometimes.
I feel like you're projecting now, Andrew.
No, I think he's 100% right.
Yeah.
Yep. We also
I don't remember
feel like
ever
he's aloof.
Saying that.
Do you feel like Andrew feels aloof from us?
I feel like Andrew might be feeling aloof.
If you guys want to bring me in on a song, I wouldn't mind, I guess.
Andrew, would you like to have the seat?
No.
Andrew, yeah, Andrew, he's gunning for your job,
he's
baby.
He's gunning.
Yeah.
But we don't do guests.
He wants some of that happy right now.
So you're
money.
Either all the way in or you're no the way in. That's how it works.
Andrew, let me throw the question back to you. Let me ask, what's your music persona? Are you like the guitar player with mystique? Are you the charismatic frontman? What are we looking at?
I'm more of the charismatic front man. I like to raise my hand a little bit.
Whoa. Nice.
That kind of charismatic.
Easy. Yeah, easy.
Easy. You remember what kind of church we're in right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. No, man, that definitely has legs. We would like to collaborate with you on a song. I think that could help us. That could kind of be therapeutic. It could help us move forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
In our relationship.
Okay.
In our fractured relationship.
Okay, yeah. Put it back together one song at a time.
One song at a time. I'm
like
just the one that has to write the song.
A next concept question. Record. Yeah.
Next question.
I'm the one that has to do all the work.
All right, who's next?
As usual.
Ryan, get up here, big fella.
Ryan Walling from a random church in Dallas-Fort Worth.
A huge church.
The home of the Hearst Hearses.
The Hearst Hearses, that's right.
Church.
There are no small churches in Texas, though, are there?
A big base church. Let's clap it up for Ryan and his huge church. Ryan Walling, event promoter, had us down not too long ago.
Yeah, most recent host of a lot
I had to come and see, you know, am I still the top of the hosting chart? Like, am
I
still...
You're Apex Mouse. You're on that Rushmore all by yourself.
All right.
There's just four Ryan Wallings up there.
Four presidents.
That's right.
Different profiles.
Four CEOs.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. That was a statement.
So in an earlier episode, Barnabas, you mentioned knowing God and how profound that was for so many people. I would love... Obviously, y'all can mix this up. I would love to know a book that was really transformative for you, Ted, a movie that was really transformative for you, and Ronnie, an album or a song that was really transformative
so book,
for you.
So book, movie, album.
Obviously, it's your podcast. You can switch that up if you want to.
No, I like it.
I feel like that fits in your
persona. No, that's good. That's really good. Let's see. Who wants to go first?
All right, so I'll go first.
You got one dialed
for
up.
A change.
Yeah, go for it. No, this is great.
So,
this is very not aloof.
Yeah, we're...
Guys, I like to surprise occasionally.
Full of surprises.
Full of surprises. So for me, man, it was No Compromise by Keith Green. That's the first record I remember hearing by my mom, Lorraine Martin. Classic old school 1940s name, as you would have if you were born in that decade. And I remember hearing that record, and that was the moment where it's like, I want to be that curly-haired, bearded dude. You know, I did not become that curly-haired, bearded dude. Although I did have curly hair when I was younger. And when my hair gets longer, it gets curly. So I was that curly-haired bearded dude. So shortly afterwards, my parents bought me a piano.
That's what stood out to you about that album?
And I just tried to write songs. Tried to write songs like Keith Green.
What a profound experience.
I just tried to write songs like Keith Green.
Yeah, no, you know? That's good.
It's a great album.
So on my honeymoon...
Keith was a bit of a weirdo. Go on, Ted.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I was going to talk about a movie that was profound. 1996, December, I had just married KK. We were on our honeymoon, and we watched the movie Jerry Maguire, which had just come out. And it was kind of like a
paradigm...
And
you haven't stopped quoting it since.
And we haven't stopped quoting it since. But it was kind of a paradigm-shifting sports movie. So as someone who like endeavored to write movies, but also endeavored to write books and think about sports in a different way, and also as someone who... would just be starting this lifelong journey of trying to get my wife to understand football and understand like the grip that it has on my heart and why I love it so much and why I like playing. And she cried during the movie. like she cried because the football stuff was so violent and it was so important to Rod and to Jerry. And I feel like that was day one of us trying to understand the sport together, but it was really joyful. And it was a reminder of, like, when we experience a movie together, it's an exercise in conversation, right? It's an exercise in enjoyment of each other, enjoyment of the movie. And we've been talking about movies for 26 years since. So Jerry Maguire from...
I'm going to let you enjoy this moment.
It's a nice moment for you. I'm going to let you have it. And he takes a swig from the plastic water, and he's eating the sandwich, yeah. and he waves goodbye like that. Bob Sugar is who we're Bob talking Sugar. About.
Yeah. I'm going to name three because they did three distinct different things. So the first is the book Friday Night Lights.
Oh, dude, I love that book so much.
So I read, I think my freshman year in college or senior year in high school. So I played high school football, loved high school football. Sports always played a huge role in my life. That was a book that showed me that great writing about sports tells a story about people. Mm-hmm. And it completely transformed my understanding of like the role sports play in my own life, as well as a writer, as a reader, as, you know, kind of sports is almost a like a historical time capsule, sociological study, beautiful narrative, all of that. The second is The Brothers K by David James Duncan, which was the first secular novel I can remember reading and going, oh, this is what it means to write truth in a story that's not a Christian novel. You know, like, this isn't Frank Peretti, yeah. which I'm not even sure if that would be considered truth in any sense. But besides the point. Yeah, we're Christian. The profound depiction of human life, human pain, relationships, not remotely Christian, but just looking at it and going, oh, this, he understands the reality of life and is a profoundly good writer. And the third one is Ragamuffin Gospel by Brennan Manning, which I think if I had read it at a different time in life, it probably would have been a good book. But it is a rare book that a person who is in the midst of something spiritually dry or just at rock bottom can read and see. It just, it's like the scene in Good Will Hunting where he keeps saying it's not your fault until Matt Damon's character breaks. That's sort of the effect of that book if read at the right time.
Nice. Yeah. I got a quick book one. Mine was Future Grace by your dad.
I haven't read it.
Nah, it's really, really good. Came to me in a rough patch of life, rough patch of marriage and sin and all kinds of that stuff. But it was very helpful for me. So shout out your dad. Let's go over here.
Hey, my name's Dustin from Huntington, West Virginia.
All right, Dustin. What up? Let's go, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So my question is for all three of you. And a couple episodes ago, you guys kind of waffled on the question of which celebrity evangelical you would slap.
Oh, yeah. And I remember waffling on that.
I've thought a lot about that since then. I'm wondering if we could modify it slightly for our live audience.
Yeah.
Which celebrity evangelical, you know, pastor or whatever, do you think would be most likely to want to slap you?
Oh, man, Dustin, let's clap it up for Dustin.
That's a great question.
Yeah, that's so good.
Jared C. Wilson.
that could happen tonight. I mean, the night's still young. We'll see how
he's going to pull a Will Smith right now.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Who would be most likely to want to slap us? Mm. And we did waffle. You're right. I take that. I own it. Who do you think, Pipe?
Oh, let's see. Who have we gone after? I mean,
Furtick? Big sweaty Furty?
Depends on if he's cycling on or off steroids at any given time.
He's mid Anadrol 50 cycle. Yeah. You know,
that. I mean, Driscoll comes to mind fastest. A, because I mean, he's probably the most likely to slap anybody. Just fly off the handle. And I don't know that we've made fun of any celebrity Christian as much as him over the course of the 8 years of this podcast.
I got to get something off my chest.
You actually like Driscoll?
I actually kind of like Driscoll. There it is. I said
we're going
my
there
piece.
Again. We're doing
all right.
It again.
Well, I know the answer of who I want to slap now. So
exactly.
There's the answer to that question.
Everyone wants to slap me now. I don't know. You know, there's who. So Driskey probably would want to slap us.
Yeah, I think he probably
Driskey,
would.
Good fighter.
And well, he's
for all the bluster and bravado,
he's real sensitive too. Like, he doesn't take criticism well, and we, you know, we've occasionally, maybe, possibly criticized him
from
a little bit
from time to time.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Who else? Anyone else on the who
needs a target? It's been a long time.
So we got Ferdy, Drisky. We need a third, and then we're going to decide who's fighting who. who's third? Beth Moore.
Oh no.
We're Beth fans.
That's going to say
you're a big Beth fan, baby. I know.
I would
that. Be a. You're looking for.
I'd
that
be a
retweet.
Bigger Beth fan.
Yeah,
if I ever
yeah.
Got a shout.
I know you would. Yeah, I know you would.
Yeah, I'd be on.
Who would be third
on the bandwagon?
I mean, Eric Metaxas likes throwing sucker punches.
All right, let's okay. So, Metaxi, Drisky, and who's the third guy?
Furtick.
Ferdy. Who's fighting who? I feel like I'm taking Ferdy because he's the biggest.
He's a little dude. He's muscular. Oh, but he's not very tall.
I have no concept of how big these people are.
No, but, Driscoll's built like a fire hydrant. Like he's yours.
All right, I'll take Driscoll.
You can have him.
Yeah, but, I feel like the CrossFit guys would be fun to fight, though.
Yeah, I was gonna say that might be sort of like a slap fight
but
or a tickle
loves
fight
Mark,
or something.
So that wouldn't be a fight. You guys.
I do. We would just talk about
you talk about real marriage.
Yeah, how much I enjoyed it.
I want to see Ronnie fight Metaxas while Metaxas is wearing that stupid bow tie outfit.
That'd be just like. That'd be a battle of, like, pompadours. It'd just be their hair, like, waving at each other. Two magnificent gray-haired men
It's like one of those, videos of bighorn sheep, like, smashing their heads together. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I like to think of it.
Yeah, like two rams in the wild. Yeah. You know,
so that leaves me with Ferdick.
That leaves
I'd
you with
beat him with a microphone.
I feel like you would. I feel like
a handheld microphone.
Yeah, and that's good, Dustin. That was good work by you. Let's go over here.
All right, I am Tim from Tampa, Florida.
Timmy.
So as a newer...
Some Timmy fans out in the crowd.
We're Tampa fans.
As a newer Happy Rant podcast listener, earlier in the show, we started with kind of like a social media trend, like how do you say you're this without saying you're this? Mm-hmm. So I would love to know, we talked a lot about Jared C. Wilson. Mm. So what does the C in Jared C. Wilson stand for? Wrong answers only.
Oh. Wrong. Oh, wow, dude. I see what you did there, Timmy. Mm.
You know what's crazy is I actually have no
idea. Do you not
know
what it stands for?
I literally have no idea what this
is. Dude, I think we need to call the producer, dial up the breaking news jingle. Yeah. And we may need to get an answer to this on the program.
Yeah. Do it, man.
Should we do it?
Yeah, roll it up.
All right, let me dial it up. Here we go. Dun, 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 dun. We got a little breaking news, baby. At Jared C. Wilson is in the room tonight. Let's clap it up for At Jared C. We got a real live celebrity, a real live, living, breathing, publishing superstar in the room. Baby, what's the C stand for? Oh, dude,
Coy?
I like that. Doggone it.
What does it stand for?
Coy. Which is really cool. Wait, I wanted it to
like,
be
like playing at Coy?
Oh, yeah. Coy.
I wanted to be
like koi fish.
Like
oh, that's C-O-Y? With a K.
C-O-Y.
That's with a K. Never mind.
Well, I think it's cool.
I've never.
I don't know
heard
where you're at
name.
On it, but I think it actually is really cool.
Maybe when I get my degree, I will have heard of that name.
I wanted it to be something I could make fun of.
I think that's a wrong answer. I think he's going with.
I think he's going with the wrong answer because anybody with the middle name, with the middle initial of C, is obviously named like Charles,
Carl.
I've got another question
Cooper.
For Jared.
Yeah,
this relates to college.
College.
Where'd you go to college? Where'd you do undergrad? MTSU. So when you were in college, I feel like a college persona thing for a certain kind of person is like going by your middle name for a semester. Like you would sort of disregard Jared and you would go by Coy Wilson for a semester. Is this a thing that you did? No? All right. I would have tried it. I probably
Boys, you're getting dangerously close to having a guest on the show.
I would have kicked the tires on that.
Especially because nobody can hear his answers.
All
this
right.
is great.
What was the original question? I forget.
Wrong answers only Wrong for answers the C. Only.
I'm going chauvinist. That starts with a C.
I was going to go Calvinist, so right in the same vein.
Jared Calvinist, Jared Chauvinist. What do you got, baby? Wrong answers only.
I was going to go with Coy, actually.
Oh, hey, oh. There we go. All right, let's go over here. Next question.
Jared, is it really Coy? I feel like he's coying us.
He's being
he's
coy.
He's playing
right
coy,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Stephen Robertson from Sharon, Tennessee, just north of Jackson.
Yes, let's go, dude. A West Tennessee guy. I love
That's
it.
That's right. So who are you going to first for blurbs for Violent Grace and Pro Attraction?
Violent Grace, Pro Attraction, good memory. We got a future publishing exec in the house. That's an acquisitions guy. He's got that written all over him. Where are we going first for blurbs? Let's do Violent Grace. Let's just go real quick on that. VG.
Yeah, what do you think? Because it's gonna be clutch who we get for.
I know some boxers. I feel like I should reach out to Mike Tyson.
Do you think we should go sports with this?
Well, it's got the word violent in it.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know.
I think the answer is Shane Claiborne.
Oh, snap.
Dude, is he still a thing? He's still.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's like, I don't he's know like Mr. Is. Pacifist.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That would be a zag on the violent grace. Who else we got? What was the second title?
Yours?
Pro Attraction.
Pro Attraction. Who we going to for that? I feel like Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. You know what I mean? We're going like
'90s rom-com. Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I want to get like Jamie Ivey, you know, for Pro Attraction.
I don't know who that is. Who's Jamie Ivey?
I don't know.
You do. Who is it?
I don't know. I've seen her name.
Okay.
She like does a bunch of podcasts.
Oh, okay. Annie F. Downs? I don't know.
Who's Annie F. Downs?
I don't know.
I know the name, but like what has she done?
She did a podcast that like KK listened to for a hot minute.
Oh, all right.
I feel like I would hear her voice in the house.
KK, have you heard of Jamie Ivey?
No.
We've been on Jamie Ivey's podcast.
You have?
Yes. Dude, Piper, subtle
I love
flex.
How he's just sitting over there all coy.
He's sitting on that. He's sitting
all
on
like
that
quiet
information.
And coy.
It's just fun listening to you guys figure this out. I've also been on Annie F. Downs' podcast.
So. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Now
dude,
I feel like
flex.
Someone's just trying to brag. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to lead with this.
Right.
But,
we've wandered to and fro.
Yeah. You might be
until next time.
Yeah. He's been sitting on
Thanks
that
for keeping up with my career, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, try to keep up.
I guess we're not curious enough.
I love it. We got one over here. Fire away.
Hey, I'm Andrew. I'm from here in Louisville. And I feel like Happy
this
Rants.
This is New Albany.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. No, Louisville's a good town you got here, Andrew.
Yeah,
we
thanks.
Like it.
I feel like Happy Rant Sports has not been represented very well tonight. And okay. So I'd love to toss one to you two and give you a break for a moment.
He takes a lot of breaks.
You want to give me a break
as if
for a moment,
been all
or you
night.
Want to send me into torture for a moment? I don't think you understand what you're asking.
Ask your question.
Thanks.
Fire
thanks.
He's fine.
Fire away. If you could own one piece of sports memorabilia,
oh my gosh, dude.
What would it be?
If you could own one piece of sports memorabilia, what would it be? Pipe?
I think I would want Jackie Robinson's mitt from the game on April 15th, 1947.
Wow.
When he broke the color barrier.
That's
I'd take his jersey,
answer.
Too, but the mitt just seems cooler.
Yeah.
I mean, shoot, I would take that.
Yeah.
But and you then I'd probably lose it. I'd leave it out in the rain.
Yeah. Leave it out in the rain.
They'd be like,
exactly.
Hey, where's that glove thing that I got that time from that guy who broke that thing?
No respect.
You know when somebody described you as aloof earlier? Mm-hmm. Be more aloof.
Described as that in my life.
Return to aloofness, please.
You know when someone described you as a guy who misses a third to a half of our episodes.
I'm who I need to be for the moment.
Yeah,
boys.
Yeah. All things to all people.
That's our role.
Like Paul, who wrote half the New Testament.
Correct.
Yeah. You're going to learn about him more in seminary.
Is it really half, guys? Can
I
we break
know.
Down the percentage?
I
Actually, it's 63%.
Someone would,
oh,
someone
snap.
On nerd
that
Twitter
hurt,
would know
it?
That. Yeah.
You know, it's
by,
weird.
Not by
know,
word
just,
count. Anyway, carry on.
I'm kind of nerdy. I love seminary.
Yeah, I'm kind of nerdy that way. I would go for a game-worn Walter Payton helmet. He always wore the same helmet. He wore a Wilson. When like the rest of the league had moved past Wilson, they were wearing like Riddell helmets and bikes and air helmets and stuff. But he wore this old school, like battered, beat up Wilson helmet, same face mask his whole career.
So he never polished it. He never like repainted it.
Yeah, it always looked just beat to heck, man. Just
and he
just
was allowed to, like that would never be allowed now.
Yeah, I mean they got more rules now. Yeah. You know, now they got more rules. They do the concussion.
So he was so he was allowed just to wear that literally like brutal.
And he actually wore his.
I don't know if that's a word.
He wore his shoulder pads from high school.
D-man.
What?
Like he was a big throwback.
Yeah, when you don't take Hebrew and Greek, you say word like brutal.
That's
you
know? That's right.
Convince
that's
their right. words.
Coming soon to a pulpit near you. No, I would get some Walter Payton gear. So game used helmet or jersey, something like that. He was my guy growing up. I love Payton.
Baby, what about that kicker helmet you're supposed to keep getting?
I know, dude.
What's going on with that?
I'm still
I feel
looking.
Like we're not friends. I feel like it's
so this is a little peek behind the curtain. I promised Ronnie a kicker helmet because
11 years ago,
playing the long game on this one. And you know, Ronnie doesn't like sports, but like he likes some of the aesthetics of sports. And he indicated to me that he likes the single bar helmets. So like that Joe Theismann used to wear and a lot of kids.
It feels less violent.
Yeah, you know? It feels nonviolent. It fits with you and
Shea.
Violent grace.
You and Claiborne's pacifist tendencies. Right. But Who was the kicker pipe?
Gary Anderson?
Yeah, and he would wear it like a chin strap.
Yeah, the like single hung bar down.
Was, oh, like, he didn't even like down. Wear it.
Yeah.
He was so confident he wasn't going to get tackled.
So confident. Yeah, exactly. Wow. What would you pick? Let me throw the question to you.
I would love a Ted Kluck signed mini Happy Ramp football.
Oh, let's get it. Let's get it right now. Let's clap it up for the boy while I'm going to put my gold signature on this bad boy right here. That's really hard to write on, but let's see how your hands are. Okay, let's catch with the hands, not the body. There we go. Let's clap it up for his hands. Natural athlete right there. He's a hands catcher. We got time for one more, Pipe?
Yeah, probably one more.
Okay, let's go right here. This is the last one.
Hi, I'm Corey Holtz from Jeffersonville, Indiana. It's kind of it.
Yeah. Let's clap it up for Jeffersonville. They're enthusiastic down there.
Well,
Jayville.
He was up here earlier. He said Jeffersonville. I failed him. I'm sorry.
No, you know what? I like that healing, though, that just took place between you men.
Yeah.
That's kind of aspirational for us. Maybe we can learn from you.
And then write a song, yeah.
So it's kind of two questions. One's a little more serious. You can figure out which one. Yeah. Who in the Bible do you...
Ronnie doesn't know.
Who in the Bible do you identify with the most? And then a personal question. Does the toilet paper go over or under? On the
when
roll.
When you're using it or on the roll?
Yeah, wow.
On the roll.
Okay.
This may be a really transformational night for you. Changing lives, one podcast episode at a time.
All right, so...
Bible character you most identify with.
Peter comes to mind. During his, I'd say, pre-apostle days. Mm-hmm. The constantly outspoken... Constantly sure of himself, constantly getting the wrong answers, occasionally being told, get behind me, Satan.
Yeah.
And then... announcing the things that he will be great at and then failing miserably at them. Mm-hmm. And, I hope that the rest of the sort of redemptive arc is there, but I just resonate with his boldness at being so dang wrong.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Dude, that's good. I actually was going to say Peter too, but kind of for a different reason. You know, the narrative of denying Christ three times, and Peter's full of bravado, and then some little girl comes up to him and says, I heard you know Jesus, and he's like, nope, never heard of him, you know? And so to go so quickly from confidence and bravado, just headlong into sin, and he does it three times, and then he's restored. I mean, it's kind of this... It's audacious what Christ did for me, right, to save me. And anytime I reflect on that story, I'm reminded of what he saved me from, and it's powerful. I would also say, and this harkens back to a long-time joke between you and me, baby, like the author of Ecclesiastes, but if you take away all the money, take away all the power, all the influence, but like that was the first book of the Bible that I read kind of as an adult, and I was like, oh yeah, I get it. Like, I get where this guy is coming from. I understood the ethos behind it, despite not having any money or power or influence. That one resonated with me. What would you say about Bible character that you resonate with the most?
Yeah, I think lately it's been Elijah, 1 Kings, I think it's 1 Kings 19. So 1 Kings 18 is the Elijah that everybody loves, right? He crushes it, you know, with the prophets of Baal. And then you get to who Elijah actually is in 1 Kings 19, where Jezebel wants to kill him. Mm-hmm. He runs. He's in the wilderness, and then the Lord just takes care of him. Mm-hmm. And he takes, like, 15 naps. Mm-hmm. He has, like, all these meals. It's still not enough, so he sleeps some more. And it's just this idea about, you know, we see these people that experience these, like that victory that he experienced, you would have thought that would have carried him. Mm. I mean, for a long time, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that was significant, right? It was like a game changer in the life of Israel at that particular moment in history. See, I know some Bible. Yeah. And yet, like literally one comment from one person. And again, it was significant. Mm-hmm. When somebody says they're not going to sleep until they murder you, it's kind of significant, mm-hmm. you know? And, and she happens to be the queen of the world.
Yeah.
And so the way he is being taken care of in that moment as somebody who wants to just be done, mm-hmm. and the Lord says, well, we're not there yet. But what you do need is to just, you need to renew your strength And that resonates with me a lot these days, because I'm at a point where I don't have a lot of strength. And, you know, for all the laughs, right? I don't have a lot of strength right now. I don't have a lot in the tank. And when I read that, it gives me a lot of encouragement, because I remember the fatherly care that is at our disposal if we know God, and obviously more importantly that he knows us. So yeah, that dude really resonates with me right now.
That's good.
Yeah,
good. That's really good, baby. Yeah, we tend to think that if only I have this prayer answered, it'll carry me forever or take me forever. But that's a good word. Boys, what a great night. A great night of chat. Great night of questions.
Yeah.
I feel like the audience always, they always come
deliver
through.
Deliver the goods.
We have good people.
We do.
We have good people that listen to the
Happy Rant is good people.
Yeah, it is, dude. Yeah. That's a good slogan. That's a good one to end on. So the good people of this audience, give yourselves a hand for those questions. And give us a hand for doing a heck of a job up here tonight. Thank you. Fished for it.
Gotta ask for the hands.
It's gotten to that point.
It's gotten to that point, right.
We've done what we always do, boys, in that we've wandered to and fro throughout some really elite questions. And until next time. There it is, baby. I love it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming out.
Grab some snacks. Grab some merch. Grab some chit-chat. We'll see you later.
We want to take a moment to thank the team at Life Audio for partnering with us on this podcast. Be sure to go to lifeaudio.com and take a look at the other podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.